الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل we all are Muslims it is a great honor for us that we are the followers of the most beloved and last prophet of Allah azza wa jalla sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam we are very fortunate and lucky that we got the chance to attend the official inauguration ceremony of fezane sayyiduna bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu islamic center in central town johannesburg south africa under the supervision of dawat-e-islami the propagational non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq, divine guidance to participate in these types of ijtima'at with punctuality, enthusiasm and also give us passion to act upon the teachings of Islam. Because such types of ijtima'at are very important to seek ilm-e-deen, knowledge of deen, and especially that basic knowledge which is obligatory for almost all the Muslims. Today, we are also going to learn one of the most basic ulum of deen, without which neither our iman, our faith can complete, nor our good deeds will be considered acceptable in the holy court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, one of those most important and obligatory things is Mahabbat-e-Rasool, Ishq-e-Rasool, immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A poet says in his Urdu poetry, Muhammad ki mahabbat deen-e-haq ki shart-e-awwal hai. Isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch na-mukammal hai. It means that immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the very first and basic condition of Deen-e-Islam. And if there would be any imperfection in this condition, then everything of such person, whether it is Deen or Dunya, is incomplete and invalid. In next stanza, poet says, محمد کی محبت ہے سند آزاد ہونے کی خدا کے دامن توحید میں آباد ہونے کی It means that immense love of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم is the certificate this is the proof document of independence from the hellfire and it is the proof for a person that he is a true believer of oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, this thing shows in his book, Hadaik-e-Bakshish. So, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala says, wo jo na the, to kuch na tha. Wo jo na ho, to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. Let's understand the meaning of this stanza. سیدنا اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا when our beloved master holy prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم was not created nothing was created when our beloved master صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم was not present nothing has its existence وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو and if he would not present nothing would be present In next stanza he says, Jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. It means that our beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is soul of the whole universe. And it is clear that if soul exists, then the creature will remain alive. So whole universe is alive. This thing shows that its soul Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive and present. And on another place, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu writes, Allah ki sar ta ba kadam shaan hai ye. Insaan hi insaan, wo insaan hai ye. Aur Quran to iman batata hai inhein, aur iman ye kehta hai, meri jaan hai ye. What does mean by this stanza? So, try to understand. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah ki sar ta ba kadam shaan hai ye. From head to toe, our beloved master, Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the dignity, is the glory, eminence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan nahi insan, wo insan hai ye. Our beloved master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is such type of human being, that there is no human being in the whole universe like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Quran to iman batata hai inhi. Quran says that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our iman, is our faith. Aur iman ye kehta hai, meri jaan hai ye. And iman, our faith itself says that the Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my soul. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brother, the love, affection, ishq, and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is how much necessary. We can understand this thing from Quran Majeed. So Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, Para 10, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 24.
قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Almighty Allah says, O my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, if your father and your son and your brothers and your wife and your tribe and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear loss and the houses of your liking, if all these things are dearer to you than Allah Azzawajal and His noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and fighting in His way, then wait until Allah Azzawajal will bring His command. And Allah Azzawajal does not guide the sinful. What a beautiful commandment our Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has given. Qul, O my beloved Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you say, in kana aba'ukum, if your father, wa abna'ukum, and your sons, wa ikhwanukum, and your brother, wa azwajukum, and your wife, وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ and your tribe, وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا and your acquired wealth, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا and the trade in which you fear loss, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا and the houses of your liking, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If all these things are dearer to you than Allah Azza wa Jal and His noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and fighting in His way, فَتَرَبَّصُوا then wait hatta yati Allah bi amri, until Allah Azza wa Jal brings His command. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fatiqeen, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not guide the sinful. My dear Islamic brothers, you will have understood and observed how Allah Azza wa Jal reprimands, warns those whose love of relatives and property dearer to them than Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal concludes His warning with the threatening words, then wait until Allah Azza wa Jal shall bring about His command. And from this ayat-e kareema, it is understood that those whose love is other than for Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they are astray, they are away from right path and are not guided by Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, in light of this holy verse of Quran, we came to know that how much Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal loves His Prophet, that if a person intentionally loves any of worldly relations or worldly things more than our beloved and holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal shows His anger to such a person. There are a lot of Quranic verses and ahadith-e kareema regarding this matter. By listening or hearing, which we can understand that how much love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is important. Not only this, but the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is important up to such an extent that a person's iman, faith, is even not considered complete without immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We can understand this thing with the help of a very beautiful hadith narration. So, Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in his famous collection of ahadith, Majmu'ah ahadith, Sahih Bukhari, Kitabul Iman, Volume 1, page 9. And Imam Muslim radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in his famous collection of ahadith, Sahih Muslim, Kitabul Iman. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells that one day our beloved master, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, told his companion, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can become a true believer hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi, until I am more beloved to him min waladihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in, than his children, his father and all people. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that none of you can become a true believer until I am more dearer to him than his sons and all other people. And another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, Salatum man kunna feehi wajada hadawat al-iman, an yakuna Allahu wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma, wa an yuhibba al-mar'a la yuhibbuhu illa lillah, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ صَلَاةٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three things that if someone seeks refuge in them, he would experience the sweetness of belief, he would experience the sweetness of iman. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. The first thing is that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him than anything else. This was the first thing. And second thing, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that he loves a person only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And third thing is, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. And third thing is that he loathes, he dislikes, he hates the notion and idea of reverting to disbelief as much as he would hate to be cast into the fire. In this hadith mubarakah, this thing is clearly mentioned, that one who he wants to taste the sweetness of Iman-e-Kamil, complete and really beneficial Iman, he has to love Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he must love Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a way that their love must be more than any other relationship of the world. My dear Islamic brothers, love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is how much necessary for the completion of our iman, we can also realize and understand from this narration. So Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in his Sahih Bukhari, one day Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and told him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ شَيِّنْ, I love you more than anything, إِلَّا نَفْسِي جَلَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيَّ, except my soul which is between my two sides. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than any other thing except my soul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ نَفْسِي, none of you will be considered a true believer until I am more dear to him than his own soul. Who is Umar? Umar is that azim, high profile, big and pious personality of Islam about whom our beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, and Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported this hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Babu Fada'il Ashabi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yabn al-Khattab, O Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one in whose hand my soul is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا لَقِيَكَ الشَّيْطَانُ صَالِكًا فَجَّنْ كَتُّ إِلَّا صَلَكَكَ فَجَّنْ غَيْرَ فَجِّكَ. O Umar, whenever shaitan finds you taking a path, he only takes a path other than your path. My dear Islamic brothers, how much shaitan has a fear of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And on another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and Imam Tirmidhi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith in his collection of ahadith, Jami'ut Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ, if there were to be a prophet after me, لَكَانَ عُمَرَ بِنَ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ ta'ala anhu. Indeed, who he would be Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Umar is Jannati. Umar deserves Jannah. And on another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, good deeds of Umar are equal to the stars of sky. My dear Islamic brothers, now we must understand to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that your iman can never be completed until you will like me more than you will love me, more than your own soul, to Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. When Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala heard this thing, then he said, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ, by the one who sent down the book to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِن نَفْسِي الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْ, I love you more than my soul which is between my two sides. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he listened this thing, that Umar is saying that I love you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than my own soul, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-an Umar, Umar, now you have reached it. Means, Umar, now your iman is completed. My dear Islamic brothers, if iman of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu cannot complete without immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and affection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then how it is possible for us to get the degree, award of completion of our iman without having love of our beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our parents, more than our children, more than our wives, our tribe, our families, our acquired wealth, our business, our worldly comforts, our luxurious life. My dear Islamic brothers, we heard that how much immense love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is important for our iman. Not only this, but this thing is also very important for us to consider ourselves slaves of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We must consider ourselves ghulam of the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu warned, مَنْ لَمْ يَرَ وِلَايَةَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ سَلَمْ عَلَيْهِ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحْوَالِ, if someone does not think that the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal is his master in all the matters. وَلَمْ يَرَ نَفْسَهُ فِي الْمِلْكِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ سَلَّمْ. And he doesn't think that, he thinks that he doesn't fall under his jurisdiction. لَا يَذُوقُ حَلَاوَةَ سُنَّتِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَلَّمْ. He cannot taste the sweetness of his prophetic way, path of the followers. لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَلَّمْ called. Because the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. None of you will believe until I am dearer to him than himself. My dear Islamic brothers, we have understood that love of Allah and his Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم should be more than any other thing for the completion of our iman, for our faith. And this thing is crystal clear that getting this kind of love is difficult. Because if this type of love was so easier itself, then there was no need to give orders to people repeatedly to adopt this type of love. Because in presence of worldly relations, in presence of worldly things, business, wealth and other things, this is very difficult to divert your love towards another thing. Because a person naturally loves his parents, his wife, his children, his tribe, his family, his prestige, his honor, his money, his house, his soul, and so many other things. So, to complete our iman, our faith, it is very much necessary for us to increase our intentional love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam up to such an extent that all other loves, including the love of our lives and our souls, remain far behind from this love. My dear Islamic brothers, now the question arises, if I'll try my best to adopt and to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than my own soul, more than any other thing, what will be the reward for this love? So listen, what is the reward of such type of extreme love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala narrates in Sahih Bukhari, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala tells us about an occasion when a man came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, Matasa'atu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when will the last day, day of judgment will come? Thereupon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, Ma a'adatta laha. You are asking about Qiyamah, you are asking about the doomsday, what have you prepared for it? The man replied, Ma a'adatu laha min kathiri salatin wala sawmin wala sadaqatin. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not prepared an abundance of prayer, fasting or charity for it. Walakinni uhibbu Allah wa rasulahu. But ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After listening this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Anta ma'a man ahbabta. O man, you will be with the one you love. My dear Islamic brother, once upon a time, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his both sons, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were present, and Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the one side of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present on the other hand of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding the hands of his grandson and said, Man ahabbani, whoever loves me, wa ahabba hadain, and loves these two, means Imam Hassan and Hussein, wa abahuma, and their father, wa ummahuma, and their mother, kana ma'iya fi darajati yawm al-qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, he will receive the same degree as myself on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, we have heard that the person who loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will get the great reward from the holy court of Allah. Alhamdulillah, we claim that we love Allah and his Rasul. Let's listen. What is the commandment of Allah in the Holy Quran about that person who claims that he loves Allah? So when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching Islam and calling the kuffar, non-believers of Makkah, towards Islam to become successful in the holy court of Allah azza wa jal, kuffar-e-Makkah, non-believers of Makkah, they used to reply, that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. At that time, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal revealed verse number 31 of Surah Ali Imran.
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please declare, if you people love Allah, you follow me. Only then Allah will love you and forgive your faults, mistakes, sins. And Allah is most forgiving and merciful. My dear Islamic brothers, we have heard that if we claim that we love Allah, then we have to obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we ponder about ourselves. We claim that we love Allah. We claim that we love His Rasul. And those people who love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will get the highest rank in Jannah. They will get highest rank in Jannah. My dear Islamic brothers, if we claim that we have a property in this world, small property, let's suppose 200 meters or 1000 meters, we claim that there's a specific property which belongs to us. And we claim in the same time 2, 3, 4, 5 people also claiming the same thing. Now what will happen? Only due to our claim, that property will not be given to us directly. What happens if the case goes to the court, goes to the jury, what will happen? The judge will ask us for the proof. What the proof you have? We will have to present the documentary proof. We will have to present the proof for this thing that we are owner of that land. My dear Islamic brother, without any proof, we will not be able to get that piece of land. If in this very world, we cannot get the small piece of land, without any proof, how is it possible for us to get in the land and the palaces in Jannah without any proof? So the proof is that you will have to follow the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islamic brothers, the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is also calling us towards righteousness. Dawat-e-Islami is making our mind and giving us the mindset that I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world, inshallah. So for this thing, we will have to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is humble request to please join the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. If we will join the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah, we will act upon the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah give us tawfiq and passion to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.